Coach Matt Simmons joins us now. We talk Perry Lecompton boys basketball. The Cavs finished in the regular season, end up 10-10 and 6-8 in league play with a win and a loss to conclude the regular season. And back-to-back nights, Monday and Tuesday, the win against Hiawatha, 56-49. The loss on Tuesday at Holton, 45-27. Certainly the Hiawatha game went a little bit better, just more consistency and more scoring through all four quarters of that contest. But Hiawatha, a pretty good team, and I know, Coach, from talking to you earlier this week, felt like that was a strong performance by your team to come away with that win last Monday.
Yeah, I think we're really evenly matched, and when we went to their place, they had us down pretty good. We kind of talked about that. We had to make a big run at the end to pull it off, and, you know, this game was more back and forth the whole way, and I think we went into the fourth quarter down one, and we just made the plays in the fourth quarter to get it done. It was pretty evenly spread. You know, we had three guys in double figures, and everyone, you know, played really well. And you could tell it was our senior night, and, you know, we had a little extra motivation, I think, and guys stepped up, and we played really well. We missed a lot of free throws down the stretch, but then we made the ones that counted, which is really important. And, yeah, for us to get a win at home, you know, against a team that we're you know, pretty evenly matched, I was really happy with our effort.
Yeah, 20-12 fourth quarter. You mentioned three guys in double digits, Ball, Dolman, and Gutstein, but Gorski had eight as well, so that kind of balance certainly good. Against Holton Tuesday, man, just playing for the second night in a row and on the road and only down by four at halftime, but then just 4 points the whole second half, I'm sure, and it seemed as if you're just, you know, kind of out of options beside yourself, just couldn't find a way to get the ball through the hoop there in the second half.
Yeah, we jumped on them pretty quick. I think we were up by 10 or so with, yep, you know, a couple minutes to go in the first, and then they hit a couple big threes to end the first quarter, and we just lost guys, and, you know, and then the second quarter was kind of a battle back and forth, and they made some big plays down the stretch and hit a big shot to go into halftime, and, you know, then we come out in the second half, and it was just no sense of urgency. We were, you know, we didn't play well. We didn't shoot it well. We started settling. They threw out a kind of a soft press back into a 3-2 and slowed us down a little bit. And when we got in the half court, we just had nobody attack and nobody make plays. And it seemed like then we started to be scramble mode and we would attack and just go in and just draw a charge and didn't make the right play. And yeah, it was, you know, they wanted it more in that second half and it was apparent and obvious. And, you know, we have to take it on the chin and understand that we have to put together four full quarters if we want to beat a really good team like Holton.
Well, and hopefully you can do that in Substate. The good news is, as we've talked about, the Pomona Substate has no other Big 7 League teams, and we know your first-round matchup now is Perry Lecompton. So all in all, seems like a great opportunity for your team to have a couple good practices to finish this week and make a run next week at Substate.
Yeah, it is nice playing somebody outside of the Big 7, but you know, that Substate is still really loaded. You've got only one team in the whole Substate below 500. We're 500 and we're in the seventh spot. So we go out to Pleasant Ridge. You know, I think they battled for their league title against Valley Falls, who's undefeated. And I think both games they'd lost in overtime. So, you know, they could have easily won that league. Bishop Ward won their league and Wellsville won their league. And, you know, I think there's a team in the fifth place with 14 wins that has to go on the road. So, you know, a lot of teams we've never seen before outside of Wellsville, and we're excited about that. You know, the last couple years going into Substate, we've just played a bunch of Big 7 teams, and it feels kind of like a Big 7 tournament. So it might, you know, it's good because you know your opponent well, but it might be refreshing, you know, to go somewhere new, you know, with all the chips on the table and go fight it out and hopefully make a run in March and have some fun competing against some really good teams.
You bet. Best of luck, Coach, in Substate next week. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thanks, Justin.
Coach Matt Simmons of the Perry Lecompton Cavs. The weekly coaches show is brought to you by the First State Bank and Trust in Perry.